All right, you're listening to CITR. This is Cersei. I'm filling in here for Fun Drive. I'm excited to be on the air. It just feels exciting around the station these days. Everyone's in here volunteering, answering phones, eating waffles. I made some waffles this morning for all the volunteers. I got up and left my house to get here to do some fun driving at 5 o'clock in the morning. I left the house at 5:24 in the morning. It was insane. And I'm doing it all to support CITR, your favorite campus community station. So why don't you give us a call at 604-822-8648-604 UBC unit, and just make a little pledgeroo on there. There's all sorts of fun swag to be had. You can get Friends of CITR cards, our new record, the Pop Alliance LP that we are putting out with our friends Mint Records. I'm going to be playing a whole bunch of tracks from that, so you can check it out. All sorts of great local bands on there. Peace, Gal Grayson, Movie Land, Sleuth, Babysitter, Bank Rommer, to name a few specifically who are playing on Friday, March 8th, this Friday at Chapel Arts at the CITR Fun Drive finale show and album release party. It all ties in together. It's this intricate knot. You could get that for free, basically, if you donate $101.9, less than $102. And you can get one of those at limited edition, hand silk screen by CITR volunteers. You might be able to purchase them somewhere down the road, but $101.9 gets you that, plus a beautiful Radioversary t-shirt celebrating our 75th year being CITR in one form of another or another. Three designs to choose from, beautiful t-shirts. And all these are just bonuses, just added bonuses to the satisfaction that you get from supporting your local community broadcaster. We have our multicultural programming here. We give voices that wouldn't normally be heard a chance to tell their stories. You can come here, you can sign up to be a member, and you will instantly become part of the media. And you can be a watchdog for everything that goes on in this country without, working for some huge corporation that's, owned by the same dude that owns all the other media sources in this country. We bring you that. We bring you such a variety of programming that why would you not want to support it? And then on top of that, there's all these crazy bonuses, free, just bonuses, good things to have. So I'm going to go ahead just right off the bat. I just got on the air like a minute ago. So I'm just going to jump right in there and throw another bonus on top. So if you pledge $50, that's reasonable. That's not a ton of money. If you pledge $50, normally that would be at our base level pledge, so you'd get a Friends of CITR card. But today, right now, on this show, you are going to get something else. You're going to get a package of four CDs. And the first one we're going to do here, these are some of my picks. I'm Sarah. I'm the music director here at CITR, by the way. So I like to think that I got pretty good taste in music. Some would disagree, but that's probably good. That's probably why I think that I have good taste in music, is because those people disagree. Those people have terrible taste in music. So the first four, a couple of Canadian items in this pack. We have Vulgar You. I'm about to play some French Canadian, crazy, spastic, just wild, noisy, carnival-y, very weird, just very weird. So that is Vulgar You, and the album is called something long in French that I probably shouldn't even try to read, but I will. Fais-moi queer, fais-moi jouir. I don't know, that's some weird tense. I don't remember how to speak French. I've got Hunks, Hunks of Hunks and His Punks, solo album, Hairdresser Blues. So that's up for grabs here. I've got another Canadian band, O'Donis, their album Hollandaise. They've got a new one coming out, but this is their old one. It's awesome. It's a gorgeous silkscreened cover that you will love, and that was a co-release of Daps Records and Buzz Records. So that's a good one, Hollandaise with a Z, like days, you know. And Moon Duo, not their last album, but the one before. Mazes, out on the lovely Sacred Bones Records. So those four are up for grabs. If you pledge, call now, 604-822-8648. Call now and donate, and you will receive those four CDs as long as you donate $50 or more. But wait! There's more. On top of that, you pledge $50, I'll throw in those four CDs, and I also have for you two free entree cards for the Templeton Diner, which is my other place of employment on Granville Street. It's 1067 Granville Street, Granville in Helmkin, and it's like a little 50s diner, so you get two free entrees there, and that's good for as much. You could treat yourself, get a steak that's like, you know, that's worth $16, upgrade to Caesar, why not, right? It would normally be $2 extra, so that's an $18 value, plus, times two, plus four CDs. So that's a pretty good deal, especially for something that you would just want to donate to anyways. So give me a call, 604-822-8648. Operators are standing by to take your pledges. And if you don't care about fancy swag and all that, then don't worry about calling. You can just go online, citr.ca, click, and punch in your digital monetary number and pass us some money that way. We'd love to have it, you know. This place is, I'm not gonna say it's a dump, but it's, you know, it's got character in the way that people say it has character, and the way that they actually kind of mean that it's a dump. But we need some upgrades. We need some new soundboards for our three studios. We're moving into a new building, and it would be kind of weird if we brought our dumpy old soundboards, one of which I'm talking to you through right now. It doesn't sound so bad, right? But the other one, nasty. Just like, I should go over there and broadcast from there just for a few minutes so you get a feel for it. It's got this squeal that is out of hand. It does not sound good. It's, yeah, we can't really use it. So we'd love to have so many soundboards. It would open up so many more possibilities. It would make it so much easier for people to produce programming for you to listen to. And I know you love our programming because you're listening right now. So help us out. Any little bit counts. $30, like I said, gets a Friends of CITR card. $75, Friends of CITR card, and a beautiful Radioversary t-shirt available in three designs, three different colors. And then 101.9 gets you all that and more, all that and the Pop Alliance LP. If you want, you could pledge $175. Gets you all of the things that I just said before, plus one of our beautiful, beautiful commemorative 30 years of Discorder magazine calendars. They're just gorgeous. They're barely a calendar, really. They're mostly just a beautiful thing to hang on your wall. Done by our wonderful art director, Jazz, and the current editor of Discorder magazine, Laurel, and they're gorgeous. So if you want to just throw us $250, why not? You get all that plus an awesome tote bag. And it just goes on from there. You know, you kind of just get more and more stuff if it goes up. Plus right now, only now, between 3 and 4 p.m., you can pledge $50 and get your Friends of CITR card plus four awesome CDs plus two entree cards for the Templeton Diner. So one of those CDs in the packages that I was just mentioning happens to be this Vulgar U CD. So I'm going to give that a little spin. And this song is called Muy Tornado, and it's off the album that you have the chance to learn, to earn here when you donate to your favorite local campus community radio station, CITR. Or not. See, this is why we love community radio, because just hilarious things like that happen. I say that something's going to happen, and then it doesn't happen, and then I just fiddle around here and press some buttons, and you're like, man, she was just talking for 10 minutes. She couldn't get her things together in that time. And I'm like, no, I couldn't, because I was talking so passionately about why you should give to CITR that, you know, the whole music preparing that thing just kind of slipped my mind. There's a bit of a problem with the computer also, so although I would love to play either a CD or a song off the computer right now, I seem to be rendered unable to do either. So, you know, these are the kinds of things that you could help us out with. This computer clearly needs a bit of an upgrade. We've got this fabulous digital library that we've been working on with thousands of songs. And, you know, we just need a little bit more updated equipment to play it and to continue archiving it in an awesome manner, as in not, you know, lossless, fancy, that kind of stuff. Which we would love to do. We have an amazing archive of cool Canadian music that a lot of it you couldn't find anywhere else. So we're pretty lucky to have it here, and we want to make sure that it stands the test of time. So that's always another thing that we could put a little bonus money towards. So anyways, here it is. I think I found it. It's Vulgar You.
Yeah. In the year 1937, the UBC Radio Club was born. From this club arose a group of fine and respectable ladies and gentlemen, keen on broadcasting their ideas to the world. 75 years later, CITR stands as one of the most respected and dignified institutions in the Vancouver community.
Hey, motherfucker!
Oh my. Please donate to CITR's 2013 fund drive and help uphold this fine reputation of excellence. To donate, call 604-822-8648 or go online to www.citr.ca. And our most sincere gratitude to all of you fine patrons.
Jay, how's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights, I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
So another example of why CITR is awesome and you should support it is that we support local bands. We have them in the studio all the time playing shows, like playing Thunderbird Radio Hell. And where else can you do that, really? Like, don't you think, when you think about it, if you're just walking down the street, isn't that kind of comforting and nice to know that there is this place where at any time, everywhere in Vancouver, something awesome, like local, crazy, weird music is just floating through the air. And if you happen to walk into a radio or an area where a radio is playing, or if you happen to turn a radio on, it's just going to be like on you. And you don't know what it's going to be usually. You don't know what's happening. It could be anything. It could be reggae. It could be classical. It could be jazz. It could be blues. It could be harsh noise. It could be pop. It could be, you know, it could be everything, anything. But chances are it's not anything that you're going to hear on a mainstream radio station. Is it not anything, you know, if we didn't exist, where would you hear that? And where, wouldn't you feel sad that that wasn't just floating around in the air, that there wasn't some just like crazy fuzzed out noise jam just floating through the air, or, you know, like some local band, you know, just kind of goofing around in the CITR lounge and playing their songs and chatting with the Ben Lai. Like, wouldn't you feel sad if that wasn't happening around you in the air at all times? I think I'd feel pretty sad. I mean, not that we're disappearing, but you like us, don't you? You like us. So why don't you give us a call? 604-822-8648. 604 UBC unit. Pretty catchy. So just pick up the phone, maybe get your purse or your wallet, get your credit card out so that you have it handy. You'll just need to give us a number and the expiry. And you can donate whatever you want. Dude, you could donate $5. That's awesome. $5 is awesome. You can donate $1,000. That would be great. Then we would be, we're at $10,206.20 right now. Wouldn't it be awesome if we were at like $11,206.20? Our goal is $30,000. So we're a third of the way there. I feel a little, I don't know, I'm a little bit afraid that we're not going to make our goal. I don't want to sound like I'm such a pessimist. But I'm scared. So if you guys could help me out and just pop some money on over, you can, if you don't want to talk to anyone, that's fine. Just, CITR.ca/donate. You just type it in and give it a click and send it over. And we will receive it quickly, and, you'll get a tax receipt, can write it off. And everyone's happy, I think. And if you can only get the prizes if you phone, just so you know. So, if you want the prizes, don't do it online. Give us a call, 604-822-8648. And, if you pledge $50, if you make a $50 donation to, CITR, your favorite campus community radio station, 101.9 FM, you will get Odonis Odonis, which is the band that you just heard. Is that kind of crazy, like fuzzed up kind of Jesus and Mary Chain jumble. And that was a song called Busted Lip. and that is on this album, Hollandaise. And it's, you know, it's like not really a readily available CD. It's hand silk screened and really pretty and exciting. So you could be the happy owner of that one, as well as four other CDs, Hunks, Hairdresser Blues, and Vulgar You, which we heard before that, and Moon Duo. Get them all. Plus two free entree cards for the Templeton Diner. Get yourself some fish and chips. Go down. There's cheap beer. You know, is where else would you want to be? If you were on Granville Street, where else would you go? Seriously. Like, I don't know. I don't know any other place that I would go. Well, I don't know. There might be other places. I don't know. There's like a Mexican restaurant that might be good. But really, it's Granville Street. Come on. If we wanted to go to Granville Street, we would not be listening to CITR right now. We would be listening to a mainstream commercial radio station. You know what's awesome? I love it when you get in a cab and CITR is playing in the cab. That's the best, right? And you're like, and it's like kind of normal at first, so the cab driver was into it because they're like, oh, I love Neil Young, because we totally play Neil Young here sometimes. And then something comes on that's just like out of control, and you're like, how long until the cab driver changes the radio? I love that. Imagine if that didn't ever happen, like there was never the chance that a cab driver was going to listen intentionally or unintentionally to CITR. That would be sad. In any case, if you don't want that CD package, here's another one. It's cool. I can handle it. I have Shabazz Palace's Black Up. This CD is so gorgeous. It is a beautiful flat case made of black velvet. Can you hear that? That's the sound of it. Here's it on the mic. Velvet. It's soft. Black velvet with gold sparkles in it. Gold sparkly black velvet with gold silk screening on it. And it's an awesome album. Super like weirdo hip hop, totally danceable, but like really kind of freaky and psychedelic. And it's great. So Shabazz Palace's Black Up. I've got John Cale, Extra Playful EP. Tamar Visits, that's a really good one. We might listen to that. That's on Suicide Squeeze. Came out in 2011. Yeah, we might have to hit that up. If you're lucky. Dixie's Death Pool, Man with Flowering Hands, local artist. We love local artists. You know that. You love local artists too. So that's on Drip Audio. That was 2011 as well. So that's the other package. Four CDs plus, you guessed it, two entree cards at the Templeton. And all you have to do is pledge $50. $50 is too much? Okay, cool. Let's step it back a bit. $30 will get you two entree cards. So dinner for two, like big dinner, whatever you want, big old dinner at the Templeton for just $30. That's a great deal. And you're supporting community radio, you're supporting independent broadcasting, you're supporting alternative and inclusive broadcasting, you're giving a voice to people that would not normally have a voice. You know, it's where else would I be on the air? Where else would I get to inflict this rambling and these just horrible sounds? Where else would they let me do that? Not anywhere else. Nowhere else. So this is a fabulous place. I think, let's listen to some more music. I'm getting a little bit emotional, okay? I'm tearing up a little bit. I don't want to have to call my parents on the air. But someone's going to have to phone and donate, because I've been doing this for 35 minutes and I have a feeling nobody has called. Does that mean nobody's listening? Is nobody listening to me right now? Because I think that you are. I'm pretty sure you are listening. And I'm pretty sure that you have $10, $30, $50, $75, $100, $101.9. Do you have that? It's not that much, really. Send it over. 604-822-8648. 604-UBC-UNIT. The people waiting in the lounge with the phones are really nice. I've talked to them. They're super nice. And they might be a bit bored. You know, we don't want to waste their time. They're volunteering. It's a volunteer-run radio station. All of these programmers are doing it because they love it. They don't get paid. I get paid a little bit. But mostly, we just volunteer. And I'm doing this part for free. I'm not getting paid for this. This is from the good of my heart. So why don't you just give us something from the good of your heart. Just a little bit of money. We might use it to buy a new board. We might use it to buy some new chairs. There's a bit of a chair problem. I'll elaborate on that later, but there's some problematic chairs around the station. So, you know, if you care at all about the backs and the circulation and just the overall well-being, and like, you know, not being embarrassed because you're falling out of a chair. If you care about the well-being of the volunteers that make this place happen, $20, you know, that's like, you can get, what's a decent office chair? I don't know. I don't even know. Probably, I would say like a really good one is like $90 or something for a good chair. So, you know, $20, we could get a used one. We're thrift shoppers. So that's like half a chair. One cheek is firmly planted ergonomically, comfortably. Imagine that. And then you can just tell your buddy, get on the old tweet, get on the old Facebook and say, hey, I just donated to CITR. We're at CITR Radio on Twitter, if you didn't know. You know, say maybe you should too. By the other butt cheek of that chair. So we can firmly, comfortably plant them both down and, you know, be totally focused and totally able to bring you quality programming, interesting programming, unusual programming that you wouldn't hear anywhere else. You know, where else would you hear this? This is Teen in Limbo. That's not it at all. But I'm going to go ahead and not take credit for that. This is an excellent song, which I just took this CD out of the Teen CD case. But it is, in fact, a band called Deep Time, which I love Deep Time. I was a little confused because the songs were so short. But let's check it out, Deep Time.
Still, Ivanhoe.
Okay, so that was Teen, which I tried to play originally, but I actually played Deep Time, which I love and wanted to play anyways, but somebody else clearly loves both of those too, because the CDs were in each other's cases, which happens all the time around CITR. We have so much fun around here. Everything's kind of disorganized, but it's cool because we're totally laid back. We're all volunteers. I'm the only person that's freaking out and yelling, or when people are, you know, have playlist CDs in with the pile of CDs that they're going to give away on their fun drive show, which luckily they didn't get given away, luckily, but not because someone didn't try to give them away. That's like CDs that have our names scribbled on them that are new, like new. Someone was trying to give away a new Sensei. And it had, like, you know, CanCon stickers on it. And I'm like, that's, you can't give that away. You can't just give anything away. But I can give away eight CDs. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to combine the package. So $50, and you get eight CDs. All eight CDs I mentioned in the two packages before. So you get Adonis, Hunks, Moon Duo, Vulgar You, Dixie's Death Pool, Tamar, Junk, Kale, and Shabazz Palaces. This is that's a good selection. You can talk. You don't have to just mouth it. You have a mic there. Yeah, you're on. You do have a mic. Yeah, just get in close. And oh, now you have a mic.
Why
see,
don't you have your own show?
I'm learning. It's a training. We do a lot of training here at CITR. We're very dedicated to education. I'm having trouble following the visual representation, but very dedicated to education. A huge percentage of our programmers are students here at UBC. Which is awesome. Where else are you going to get experience like that? Jamie's our intern. She's in here visiting. How's the experience so far?
I love it.
You love it.
How
long have you been here?
A week today.
A week today. And
yeah.
What are your thoughts so far?
Amazing people, and they should donate because they deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all deserve it.
We deserve this, yeah.
We deserve this. Jamie today has been sitting in this chair. I'm going to take a picture of it and put it on Twitter at CITR Radio. The back of it points, it's about like, if it was a clock, it would be about 1:32 o'clock is the direction that the
and I have back problems too. So like,
well,
this
you
is
do
not
now.
Safe. Yeah.
It's unsafe. Yeah. That's not safe for our volunteers. You know, Jamie's come here to learn, like she was instructed, you know, you need to be very professional, don't wear jeans, you know, like this is the real world here. And then she gets here and we're like, here's a crooked chair.
It's like a stain on the seat, yeah.
Ugh, it's gross. I know, the stains.
I don't like the stains really creep me out.
Someone at some point had a really sweaty butt around CITR. I don't want to have to be the one that says it, but yeah. There's butt-shaped stains on many a chair.
Are they? I just feel like they're spilling, like people are going around pouring liquid all over the chairs.
Well, there's liquid around. I don't know. Help us out with the chairs,
people.
We need
a coffee pot, too.
We need... Whoa. We tried to make coffee today. We have a coffee maker. It was not coffee, and we tried I tried a few times. I've been here since 6:15 a.m. I don't know if I brought that up yet, but I've tried a couple times to make coffee, and it was a nasty affair, and now my head kind of hurts a lot.
I had a sip of the coffee that Sarah made, and I had to throw up almost.
No, you did. Okay,
my
almost.
I started salivating, like, pre-throw up.
Yeah, because it was a mouth-wateringly delicious cup of coffee.
You're so right.
I'm so right.
I just
went downstairs to get coffee.
Yeah, I don't know. I have a single serve Bodum in my office, but I wanted to share. There's a lot of volunteers around. It was, you know, it's a festive occasion here at Fun Drive.
It is.
There was waffles. I made waffles, homemade waffles.
Those are really good.
I know, none of that Eggo stuff. Real scratch waffles. I measured that baking powder out. I brought whipped cream. I brought strawberries. And I dished it out.
It was beautiful.
Yeah. You don't know. You didn't even try it.
Well, after the coffee, I was a little scared.
She went downstairs for coffee.
Did you bring jam, too?
No, fresh strawberries. Oh. Fresh strawberries.
Oh. Not as jam crap.
Yeah. No jam. It's all pectin. You don't need that junk. Call us, 844-822-8648. There's so many reasons to donate. I've told you so many reasons, and there are so many other reasons, you know. There's a flow chart. It's a rich, rich flow chart full of beautiful reasons. What, you guys want to share any of those? I know your back is to it, but...
We can go through a flow chart cycle if you want.
Yeah, do it.
Local alternative programming. We sponsor festivals and shows like Music Waste, Folk Fest, Victory Square, and many more. We build audiences for local bands and support local venues. Have you played a lot of local bands, Sarah?
I haven't. Whoa. I'm gonna get on it. Okay. Whoa. This is okay.
Except for right
all
now.
This talk. Here's I'm gonna play some local bands. Here's what I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play a record that we, as a campus community radio station and just, you know, vessel for goodness, are putting out with our pals. Another vessel, Mint Records. We're putting out a record, a vinyl record. It's gorgeous. Volunteers silk screened it. It's designed. The cover is designed by our friend Melanie Coles, the former host of Sup World, and a ton of local bands are on it. A ton of local bands are playing at the release party this Friday. Hugo's right here. His band is on it.
Yep.
Yeah. What's your band?
I'm in a band called Weed.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what's tell us about the song on the compilation?
It's off of our latest 4-song.
What? They're all supposed to be previously or futurely unreleased.
They didn't tell us that actually. I think supposedly they were supposed to be, but I'm seeing a lot of those songs that you can't find on a vinyl that was silkscreened so nice and that has a logo done by Melanie Coles.
All right, so it's just not released as well.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. Yeah, that's what
previously not as nicely released.
And guess how you get the album?
How?
You donate.
How much do you have to donate?
75?
No.
101.9.
That's right.
Sorry, I'm an intern.
No, that's all right. This is a learning process for you. I hope it's educational.
I hope you're learning right now.
I'm learning so much.
On air.
This is how you learn, though. Seriously. I know we're joking around here, but like...
And we need new soundboards so other people can learn, right?
It's true. We really, like, we're training people. Where is that page that says all the amounts?
Right there.
It's right there, yeah.
We're training people on boards that are not... you know, not the same as our on-air board. So it's a little bit tricky, you know, if you're not the kind of person that can, you know, knows their way around a soundboard. It's hard to translate, you know, so it's not really fair. So imagine if we could have consistent and non-squealing boards in all three studios. Like,
it'd
be like a real radio station.
Yeah, when I was trained, they trained me on a board and they'd say, okay, well, this is what it would look like in the other studio, but it doesn't work, and it doesn't work. And then they threw me in this studio, and I had no idea how to work this board because it was, like, so different. And the other one I couldn't even train on, so.
It's difficult.
It's tough.
I cried.
Nah, you did all right.
You did.
Yeah, I cried.
You didn't cry. No. I don't think she cried. Anyways, I'm going to jump on this local music. I had some other fancy stuff to play for you, but... Whoops, but that's not the eject button. But I'm realizing that I have no time because I see Leo Ramirez in the hall, and that means it's almost time for the Leo Ramirez show. So I've got about 4 minutes. I'm going to try and bust out. I'm just going to pick the shortest songs because I just want to fit so much goodness. So I'm going to, I just can't resist the piece. I'm going to play Peace. This is the other not previously unreleased track. So this one is previously unreleased. Previously released.
Yeah.
This one is released. It's on their album.
Really nicely too.
It's like, on a nice album.
Not
it's not previously yeah, not as nicely released.
Yeah.
it's also you know, released. But
let's play it.
It's so good. So here's Peace. It's from the CITR/Mint Pop Alliance. Come see them on Friday at Chapel Arts. Call, donate, 604-822-8648.
Yeah.
604 UBC Unit. Call now. Ooh. Donate. I'm almost gone. Here's peace.
Woo!
Where is the glory in life?